This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage, segment number four for today, the 8th of February, 2023. Let's go back to the courtroom.
The jury is present, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're now ready to proceed, and counsel, you may proceed.
All right, Agent Udak, before we get interrupted there, I think you're explaining your duties. Let's just start there again. What are your duties at SLED, sir?
In computer crimes, I'm responsible for examining digital evidence, be it cell phones, computers, vehicle infotainment systems. I also respond to network intrusion incidents, and I'm the evidence custodian.
Okay. And in the course of your duties at SLED, did you have occasion to come into contact with a 2021 Chevrolet Suburban that was driven by the defendant on the night of the murders?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what was your role with that vehicle? What did you do with that vehicle?
I was contacted about potentially removing the infotainment system for examination. However, it was unsupported by the tool I use. So I was asked to still remove said infotainment and OnStar systems to be sent off for further examination.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 444. Do you recognize that document, sir?
Yes, that's a SLED property receipt that I filled out with the information for the infotainment module and the OnStar module.
And is that the document you filled out when you removed that infotainment center?
Yes, it is.
And what else did you remove?
Infotainment module and an OnStar module.
Okay. And you just testified that SLED did not have any tools that gave you the ability to actually analyze those items. Is that correct?
Correct. The software I have access to, which as far as I know is basically the only software, it was unsupported by that at the time.
And do you know if even today that software supports this particular vehicle?
I don't believe it is.
Okay. All right. Show you what's been marked for ID only at this point. Items 447 and 448. Let's see if you recognize those items, sir.
Yes, I do. It's the infotainment module and the OnStar module.
Okay. And are those the items that you removed from that 2021 Suburban?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, let's start with the entertainment center. I believe there is a serial number printed on that. Could you read that serial number on the infotainment center to into the record, please?
432-031-217-000-296.
Okay. And your exhibit 444, which is your paperwork you filled out and removed it. Did you write that serial number on that paperwork?
Yes, I did.
All right. And you don't have to read it out loud again, but can you compare the serial number for the infotainment center on your property sheet with the serial number on that box and tell me if they match?
They do.
Okay. All right. And then what's the other item of 447? What is that?
The LG OnStar module.
Okay. And does that have a serial number somewhere on it?
It does, but I cannot read it in the badge.
Would you be able to do anything to help you read it? Is that, if we open it up, would it make it
yeah,
easier?
Yeah, if I could remove it.
All right. Can you, do you have any knife on you that you can
I do.
Out? Looks like you're doing something else there.
It appears to be a Federal Bureau of Investigation evidence tape that's actually right over the serial number, and the letters in federal are preventing me from reading it. So,
is it able to
I don't.
It if it's not possible, it's not possible.
It does not appear okay. That's coming up.
All right, but did you read on your property receipt, could you read the serial number on your property receipt for the OnStar?
Yes. It is 009 Victor India Echo Yankee 519052.
All right. And to best of your knowledge, is the unit you're holding that exact unit you took out of that vehicle?
Yes. And for the letters and numbers of the serial number, I can see what I can see does match up.
All right. All right. At this time, say we move to introduce exhibit, the property receipt, 444.
No objection.
Okay.
It's admitted.
Four. Thank you. All right, and I'm going to show you what's been marked as Exhibit 445, 445. And let me see if you just recognize that document.
Yes, I do. All
right. And is that a document that you personally prepared?
No, it's not.
All right, but is that another property receipt?
Yes, it is.
And are those records that SLED, property receipts, are those records SLED keeps in the normal course of business?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recognize the name and signature of who did prepare that receipt?
Yes.
Who was that?
Lieutenant Britt Duff.
Okay. And what does that property receipt represent?
It appears to be representing that GM infotainment module and the LG OnStar module, changing custody for the purpose of providing to the FBI for examination.
Do you know how that those two things were sent to the FBI?
I do not.
All right. The serial number, the GM infotainment serial number, you don't have to read it again, but could you compare that to the serial number on the infotainment center?
They match.
Okay. And then I know you couldn't read the full serial number on the OnStar, but the letters that you can see, can you compare those with the serial number on the second property receipt?
For the ones I can see, they do match.
Okay. And at this time, I'm going to move to introduce Exhibit 445 into evidence.
No objection, ma'am.
Admitted without objection.
And at this time, I'm just going to move that items 447 and 448 be marked for ID only at this point.
You don't have to move for them to be marked for ID only.
Yes, sir. We're just going to mark them for ID only at this point. Nothing further for this witness hearing.
Anything by the defense?
No questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Your next witness.
City calls White Austin.
You swear or affirm any test when you give David the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth throughout the time?
I will.
If you would, please, sir, be seated. State your name and you'll say your last name. Put in, please. Excuse
me. My name is Dwight Falkowski. Last name is spelled Falkoske.
All right. Mr. Falkowski, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing good.
All right. Where are you employed, sir?
I am employed with the FBI.
Okay. And what is your job title there?
I am an electronics engineer.
Okay. And what unit of the FBI are you employed in?
The Electronic Device Analysis Unit.
Okay. And what does the Electronic Device Analysis Unit do at the FBI?
We collect data off of cell phones and other mobile devices, and in my case, vehicle systems. Mobile devices in general that can't be collected by commercial tools.
All right. And so the FBI has a unit dedicated to extracting data off certain devices that is otherwise unavailable. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you kind of mentioned it, but specifically, what is your role in this unit?
I serve a role as an automotive forensic specialist.
Okay. And what does that entail? What does that mean?
So I take a look at automotive systems and extract data off the memory components of those systems. And then from the images we get from those memory components, I will take a look at there, find the data that we're interested in finding, and we will create parsing tools that will pull out that data and take it from a computer format to a human-readable format.
Let's explain that a little more. You said a parsing tool. What is that? Explain that to the jury what that is, please.
Okay, so a parsing tool is, in this case, a computer script that I'm writing that, or I have written, that will go in and look at the collected binary image, the flash memory image that I've created, and go in and either create a file system or just go with raw into the binary and search for data that is of interest to us. This is data we've researched and found. And it will take that data out of the system and, again, put it into a human-readable format, text or graphics or coordinate points, so that we can understand it as humans.
And in its most basic format, data is stored how?
In binary.
And what does binary mean?
Binary is just zeros and ones, what a computer reads.
Okay. And a parsing tool, if I understood you correctly, it helps you take that binary information and translate it into information that you can read and understand. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And have you, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background. What education and training have you had in this area?
I have a bachelor's of science degree in electrical engineering. Okay. And if you'll give me one moment, I have my CV here, and I'll list out training I've taken with the FBI. In August 2016, I took the Digital Evidence Management Systems training. That's to store data on our electronic evidence management system. In August 2016, completed digital evidence handling. October 2016, legal ethics training. August 2017, a CDART mentorship under FE. A CDART mentorship is an internal designation for, at the time, I was working as a contractor to the FBI, and this training allowed contractors to handle evidence, and that was the extent of that training. Also in August 2017, completed the CDAR proficiency testing, and I've also testified as an expert witness in September 2019.
Okay, and what do you recall, if not specifically, but generally, what were you qualified as an expert witness when in 2019?
I don't recall the exact name they gave me for the expert witness, but I serve as what I've told them. I serve as an electronics engineer, automotive forensics specialist.
Okay. And how would you best describe your expertise that you're going to talk about today? How would you personally describe it?
I take a look at automotive systems, mm-hmm. and I go in there and find the data of interest. Mm-hmm. We'll go into the types of data would be things like connected devices, cell phones, thumb drives. From cell phones, they can also collect things like call records and contact lists, also navigation data, locations of the vehicle or destinations that the user may have entered in the system. I go find that data in these systems, and I will write these parsing tools that I've mentioned to go ahead and pull those out. That's generally the extent.
So would automotive forensics specialist be descriptive of what you do?
Yes.
Okay. Your Honor, at this time, the state would move to enter Mr. Falkowski as an expert in the area of automotive forensics specialist.
No objection, Your Honor.
Yeah, he's so qualified.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let's talk a little more about the mechanics of how you obtain this data and what you do. And just talking, not specifically in this case, but just kind of generally in your unit.
Okay.
What do you do? When you receive a device from a vehicle, first of all, what kind of devices do you receive from vehicles?
They tend to be an infotainment center, which can be, basically the brains of the system that puts on some of these modern cars. It puts up the screen. It shows your music. If it's got navigation, it'll show navigation. It's the computer brain of that system.
Okay.
Also take a look at components such as the telematics box, mm-hmm. which you'll hear about, like the OnStar module in this case. And those will tend to have connected device services and sometimes location data as well.
Okay. And just generally speaking, how do you access the information stored on these devices?
First thing we do is what we call data extraction. And data extraction involves basically going in and finding the flash memory components on this computer, the infotainment system or the telematics box, and we have different methods to extract that data. We have software methods, We have methods where we'll connect to the circuit board, or when sometimes we will just remove the chip and read it with a reader.
Let me stop you real quick. This jury has heard testimony about cell phone extractions and how cell phones are extracted. And you mentioned sometimes you can use a software method. How is that analogous to how cell phone data is normally obtained in an extraction?
If I can compare it to a commercial tool like Cellebrite, a software solution would be something you could plug into the system while it's operating in order to get into the system and extract the data you need.
But some of these automotive devices are far more unique than an average cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Therefore, is there an off-the-shelf ready system that can access most vehicles?
No. There is one commercial company called Berla that does have a tool that is used in the field. Mm-hmm. However, we only accept the devices at EDAU for systems that there is no support for.
Okay. So you mentioned this company, Berla, which does produce a commercially available software that can extract data from some vehicles, correct?
Some vehicles, yes.
But it does not support the 2021 Chevrolet Suburban, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And that's how the device ended up with you, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So I kind of stopped you there. And if a software solution isn't available, like Berla, what are some of the other methods that you use to pull data off of some of these automotive systems?
I mentioned such as attaching wires to a circuit board and extracting data from the memory component, or also removing the chip from the board and putting it in a reader and reading the chip, the flash memory chip directly.
Okay. All right. Let's talk more about what you did in this case. When you attempted to access the data for the 2021 Suburban, did you encounter any problems?
Yes. We ran into our first instance of data being encrypted on a vehicle.
Okay. And that's not something you'd run into before?
Not on vehicles.
Okay. Explain to the jury what you mean by encrypted, please.
So when a system encrypts the data, it takes basically a code word such as called a key and scrambles the data using that key so that it can't be written unless you have that key. And the key to read it back, you require the key to unlock the data and see it back in its regular form.
Okay. And you discovered this data on a Chevy Suburban was encrypted, correct?
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to show you. They've been marked for ID only, 448 and 447. And I'm going to take a look at them and see if you recognize these items, please.
This is the OnStar module that I processed. And this is the infotainment system that I processed for the Suburban.
How do you know those are the units you processed?
We have an FBI identifier tag on here, and my personal identifier symbols are on here.
And that's on both of those devices?
On both units.
All right. At this time, State would move to enter exhibits 447 and 448 into evidence.
No objection.
All right, get it.
All right, so let's talk about, you say when you initially tried to access the data on these, they were encrypted. Can you tell us what the FBI did or what you did to ultimately allow you to able to access the information?
Involved our greater team to develop a tool that would be able to reach into a live system on one of these vehicles and extract the encryption keys and remove the get the encryption keys so we could decrypt the data that we had collected.
Okay. And was that process ultimately successful?
Yes, it was.
Right. And how long did that take?
Approximately 1 year.
Okay. All right. All right. And when you accessed this information and you finally had it decrypted, what types of information did you find? Let's start on the infotainment center. What types of information did you find on there?
So the infotainment center contained connected devices, phones that have been linked by Bluetooth or USB, and associated with some of those devices were call logs and contact lists, and there was also a little bit of location data.
Okay. So you found some call logs, correct?
That's correct.
And how would that infotainment center get call logs? Explain that process. Why would they be on that center?
So a lot of cars that have Bluetooth connectivity will, when you connect the Bluetooth with them, sometimes they will ask you if you want to let the car connect to it or access your data on your phone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't ask, but in most cases it will ask you, and then at that point it'll take things like call logs and pull them from the phone into the computer, the infotainment system.
Okay. All right, and you found some call logs on this infotainment center, right?
Correct. Yes.
You found some location data, correct?
That's correct.
Do you recall if you found any from the date of June 7th of 2021?
Yes, there was data from that date.
Location data?
Oh, location data, no. Okay. There's not call data.
All right, you found some call data, you found some Bluetooth data, and what kind of Bluetooth data did you find for devices,
It primarily the Bluetooth address of the connecting device.
Okay. Did it provide you any information of when a device may have been connected to the infotainment center?
No, there was no timestamps with that data.
Okay. All right. But there's another thing, another type of data you found on this infotainment center, correct?
Yes. We additionally looked for vehicle information regarding the state of the vehicle.
Okay. Explain to the jury, what does that mean?
So what we were looking for on this car was something to show if the car was moving, if doors were opened or closed, windows up and down. We searched for this type of data on this vehicle.
Okay. And did you find some of that data?
We did. We found what we call states of the vehicle, and in this case, it was more granular things, such as in one of the ones we're interested in looking at is the shift lever going in and out of park, kind of giving an indication.
And we'll talk more about that in a minute, but okay. Would you say that there was a lot of this vehicle status data that
yes,
was stored?
Yes, this vehicle stores a voluminous amount of data and some logs.
Right. And is the majority of it really useful when you
no.
try to okay. Did you attempt to pare down the data you're looking at to find potentially useful information?
Yes, we combed through the data and we looked for data that matched our testing of a similar vehicle or identical type vehicle to be able to identify messages in this log that can be attributed to the vehicle okay. states.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned it. You said testing. What do you mean by testing? What did you guys do to test this?
We obtained a identical 2021 Suburban vehicle with the same build out.
Okay.
And we drove it multiple times and extracted data from it multiple times in a series of tests mm-hmm. designed to try to understand what is going on inside the system.
Okay. So this is simple testing. So you go out and drive it and you'd record, you knew when you're driving so you could record times, correct?
We record times, locations, yes.
And then you could go back in and pull that data off the infotainment center of the test vehicle, correct?
That's correct.
And then you can compare that to the logs that you guys wrote saying we did this at this time, correct?
That's correct.
And you could what could you do with that comparison? What did that help you with?
So that helped us identify in the logs laid out states, very granular states of.
Well, when you say granular, I apologize okay. when I stop you, but I want to make sure we understand everything you're saying. When you say granular, what do you mean by that?
I'll explain a few of the states to give you an example.
Okay.
When the vehicle first, say you open the door and mm-hmm. you see the screen turn on the car, that would be maybe one or two of the states that the system tells me it's waking up, a message saying it's waking up, then a message saying I'm showing my animation video on the screen as it starts to boot up, and then eventually, like, if the car is being, and then other states of the car, such as the in and out of park, a lot of the states only mean something very small in the whole scheme of how the car is operating, a very specific little pieces of data.
Okay. And there's a lot of it, correct?
There's a lot of them.
And so you had to kind of figure out a way to kind of pare that data down into something that's useful for you to interpret, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And how did you do that?
Initially, we wrote a utility into our parser that would go through, first of all, and select all the messages we found of interest that indicated some sort of state of the vehicle. And then we attempted to take that data and put meaning to it. And it was a challenging process, let's put it that way.
But ultimately, do you feel like, at least for certain types of events, you're able to draw some conclusions about what was going on with the vehicle at certain times?
Certain events were much more specific about certain of the things that were going on with the car, okay, and were clearer.
And when you were asked, the question of, can you use any of this information to determine when a vehicle could potentially be moving? Is that something that you looked for in this data?
We were looking for that data. We found something close to that data.
Okay. And in your testing and analysis, what did you determine would be the best indicator to you, looking at the data, of when the vehicle was moving?
The message indicating whether the car was in park or out of park.
Okay. And so you found a reliable indicator in your opinion, indicates the vehicle would likely or possibly be moving, correct?
That's correct.
Now, all you said was this particular message says it's either in park or out of park, correct?
That's all it says.
And it doesn't necessarily say whether it's in drive, correct?
That's right. I don't know what gear it's in.
Okay. But you can tell when it's out of park.
Correct.
And can you tell from that whether the vehicle is actually physically moving?
I cannot.
Okay. I am. And at the end of this analysis, did you prepare data and a parser report to send to SLED at the end of your analysis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm going to show you what's been marked as Exhibit 443. I'm going to see if you recognize that.
Yes, this is a copy that I validated earlier today against the original evidence that was submitted.
So that contains the information you provided, SLED, correct?
That's correct.
And generally speaking, what is contained on this CD?
It is the our unit's derivative evidence results of what was extracted and reported for both the OnStar module and the infotainment system.
Okay. All right. And so this provides both, we said there's voluminous raw data that came out of this vehicle, correct?
Yes.
And it includes a full copy of that, right?
There is.
But also includes a report that kind of pares that down into more useful information to you, correct?
Yes.
And what did you call that report again? Was it the HTML report?
Oh, the format was in HTML, so you could open it with a browser, yes.
And what tool did you use to help you prepare that condensed report?
That was the parsing tool that developed that.
And that's what you talked to you about at the beginning of your testimony with the jury, and that's a way to use software to help pare down the data into something useful. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. At this time, State would move to enter Exhibit 443.
No objection.
Admit it.
That wraps up segment number 4 of coverage today in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and courtroom coverage on this case as we get them for you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.